Old Testament forgiveness was meant to shape everyday life. It influenced worship, family relationships, community responsibilities, justice, confession, restitution, and peace. We can bring these teachings into daily life through six movements: receive, recognize, repent, release, repair, and rebuild. First, receive God's mercy. Forgiveness begins with God's character, not with our ability to make ourselves worthy. Remember how God described himself to Moses: merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. Second, recognize the truth. Old Testament confession did not use vague language to avoid responsibility. David said, "I acknowledge my transgressions." Forgiveness begins by naming what happened honestly. Ask what was done, who was affected, what responsibility belongs to me, what responsibility belongs to someone else. Third, repent. Repentance is more than feeling embarrassed or afraid of consequences. It is turning away from sin and toward God. The prophets called Israel to demonstrate repentance through changed conduct, justice, faithfulness, and compassion. Fourth, release personal vengeance. Joseph modeled this when he faced the brothers who had sold him into slavery. He did not call their actions good. He told them plainly, "You meant evil against me." But Joseph also recognized that God had been at work beyond their sinful intentions. He refused to take God's place as final judge. Releasing vengeance does not mean denying pain. It means placing judgment into God's hands rather than allowing revenge to control your heart. Fifth, make appropriate repair. Old Testament law frequently connected confession with restitution. When someone stole, deceived, or damaged another person's property, saying, "I am sorry," was not always enough. The offender was expected to return what was taken or repair the loss. In daily life, repair may involve an honest apology, returning property, correcting false information, repaying money, changing a harmful habit, or accepting consequences without manipulation. Sixth, rebuild wisely. Forgiveness does not automatically restore trust. Trust grows through truthful and reliable behavior over time. Some relationships can be restored quickly. Others require patience, accountability, or lasting boundaries. As you apply Old Testament forgiveness, remember this pattern. Receive mercy without minimizing sin. Recognize the truth without accepting false guilt. Repent without hiding or despair. Release vengeance without calling evil good. Repair what can be repaired. Rebuild only with wisdom, truth, and appropriate safety. The Old Testament teaches that forgiveness is neither denial nor revenge. It is a grace-shaped path in which mercy and justice meet under the faithful care of God.